This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
Hey, Brad. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, happy Wednesday. Finally made it.
Hey, good morning, Travis. Yeah, happy Wednesday. You know, even though I don't work anymore, I still do look forward to Wednesdays as well as Fridays for whatever reason. Yeah, I still do look forward to those marker days, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure the I'm sure that there's an ebb and a flow to your schedule. I'm sure there's a difference between the weekdays and the weekends with your babysitting responsibilities and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm sure that cyclic, you know, routine is still there.
Yeah, there's definitely that some of that's still routine. Of you know, well, my shooting still has that routine, so there's those days that I do that stuff. So yeah, there's still those routines, and well, I mean, there's that big orb in the sky, that bright orb in the sky, that kind of controls everything too.
Oh yeah, from your circadian rhythm, is that what they call it? Yeah, I don't know if, yeah, that's different for different people. I know Lynn's sister, Carol Ann, for the most part of her working time, she worked first shifts. I mean, she worked other shifts, but primarily first. Her significant other worked third shifts, and they did that for many, many, many years. And they are now both retired. She gets up in the morning. He's still getting up at, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, wow, it's putting a strain on their relationship because he's not flipping back to her schedule and she's not sliding into his. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. We hear about it when we see them. There's a lot of tension because of that.
I can see that. That would be tough, being on two totally different schedules like that. I could see that being a strain.
Oh yeah, yeah. And he's not making any attempts. He's not making any attempt to shift. And maybe it's her, you know. But really, would you expect her to, you know, start getting up in the afternoon to start her day and then stay up till, you know, 4 in the morning or whatever he does? It's silliness. You really can't. I used to like third shifts, but living on that schedule while you're retired, it's, you know, you lose half of your daylight. You lose, some opportunity there. I don't get it, but. Yeah, that's between them. I was playing around with some wires XMR yesterday, getting into the Lancaster system. Ended up talking digitally through C4FM to somebody locally here in Western New York. And so that was pretty cool. Trying out all the new features of this radio. After some of the conversation I had yesterday and playing around with it, made me want to start carrying the DMR radio around a little bit more so I can bounce back and forth.
The conversation, I lost my Bluetooth connection. Even with the conversation with Jeff, it was, you know, he's asking me about what each of my nodes did, the MMDVMs and, you know, the access points, and, oh, that's for DMR. It's just sitting there on, and it's not being used. So, yeah, I gotta start playing around a little bit more, and I gotta reconnect my Bluetooth.
Yeah, I could hear there was a change in your audio tone. but I didn't lose you, if that makes sense. Yeah, the DMR is another rabbit hole for me right now, anyways.
Yeah, the I don't know if I would have gotten into the Warriors X thing here had I not gotten access to this radio. The DMR does seem fun. It's like, you know, the digital version of All-Star with a completely different interface. It gives you access to a lot of top groups around the world. So that's the appeal. And the fact that you can use a open source hotspot, that's another big appeal, which I like about All-Star and I like about DMR. Had this radio that I located been a DMR mobile with a detachable face? Oh, I may have been static, but yeah, that would have left me wondering about what Warriors X was all about. But I will admit the learning curve is pretty much zilch. It's intuitiveness to use Warriors X. It's really easy. So yeah, there's nothing to it there. But you're limited on your access points. Right here we have Lancaster, which has decent coverage. And we have, I want to say Gasport might be the next one. At least that's published online. So you're limited on access points where you can have portable DMR hotspots everywhere. So no worries. I would just focus on, analog right now. Especially if you're working towards getting general, I would just work on analog HF capability. I think you'll be happy with that.
Yeah, I think so. I was up early this morning, and I turned on this radio, and there were some people talking, and I was just listening to them. Kind of find out the two guys that were on were from Florida, but they happen to be, I must have been on the East Coast Reflector. And then one guy dropped out, another guy jumped in, and I was just listening to him. The next thing I looked at my.
I don't know if it was my connection, but I seem to have lost you, Brad. I'm going to say yes, it was my connection.